TMI News Talk 790, Morning News Extra.
Yesterday, the White House announced this agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, in effect replacing the 24-year-old NAFTA agreement. And what is in it? And joining us with more is CBS political consultant Leonard Steinhorn. Good to talk to you again, Leonard.
Great. Happy to be here.
And I hear that this has more protections for labor and that sort of thing, I mean, and the environment.
Yes, look, let's be clear. This is not an overhaul of NAFTA. It's an updating of NAFTA. There are modest changes to preserve the status quo. The same treaty that President Trump has blasted and said was unacceptable, he pretty much signed on to the foundation, but with good and positive updates that are going to help the economy of the United States as well as our neighbors. So, yes, labor. It's going more cars have to be built by labor that makes at least $16 an hour. That's going to help the United States as well as Canada because it increases the wage level of a certain amount of those automobiles that are being built by certain types of labor. It also opens up Canada's dairy market for farmers and opens up its wine rules. So, you know, part of the agricultural community that's been concerned about losing this free trade agreement, well, it actually opens up to some extent Canada's dairy market and helps the U.S. Farmers out in that way. It also says that more auto parts must be produced in North American factories, which the goal is to be able to bring more jobs into the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and say that any car that has to be built tariff-free is now going to have to be have 75% of U.S., Mexican, or Canadian parts. So all of that does help the economy. The other thing it does, more protections for intellectual property, digital creative patents, more protections there. So it updates it. It's good. It's more current with the contemporary economy, and I think it's a healthy change in general.
And so has it left the U.S., Canada, and Mexico in a good place diplomatically, or are we still looking at kind of issues between the three?
Well, one thing this agreement doesn't do is it doesn't prevent the U.S. from, you know, potentially putting on aluminum and steel tariffs on Canada, which I don't think Canada was happy with, but because it leaves that door open. But for now, I think it's a nice truce on that particular issue. Yes, I think it leaves us in a better place. I think it, you know, lowers the temperature, reduces some of the tensions, and allows all of the leaders of the three countries, although in Mexico it was signed by the former president on his last day, it leaves the leaders of these three countries feeling like they have a more of a partnership, less tension, and the ability to work together. So I think that's a good sign, and a lot of last-minute diplomacy took place to be able to meet that September 30th deadline, so that the former president of Mexico could sign it, and I think they accomplished their goal. The question, though, is whether the U.S. Congress will ratify it. You have to assume they will, but once again, you never know with trade deals and all the politics involved.
Yeah, we'll see if it'll get Democratic support. CBS political consultant Leonard Steinhorn with us this morning. Thanks so much, Leonard.
Hey, thanks for having me.